A monopoly, folks, does not exist in an actual free market. But you can make one if you have a regulated market.
Yep, yep. You know, and Mike, that brings up the point that I think you and I are always kind of sitting on the razor's edge about, which is, when do we say that even those rules we'll throw in the garbage can? In other words, I'm just not going to play by any of those rules because they're absurd. They're not fair. They're not right. They're not just. They're not commercially viable. They're just a rigged system. And, you know, I think that's kind of part of you and I's crusade, and that is, let's bring in people. Let's try to get people to collectivize around each other and then just say, you know what? You want raw milk? I got a milk cow. I'm going to give you raw milk. And I don't care what the rules are, you know. And then when the prosecution starts, we hope that that little community all comes to the courthouse and says, listen, Judge, you convict him? We're going to convict you of malfeasance in office, you know. But just to have a counterpoint, we don't know the answer. I mean, I admit I don't know the answer because it obviously brings up the issue of, are you going to fight the law? Are you going to fight the policeman? Are you going to fight the government that comes after you? And then if the fight does start, do you pull out your own guns? I don't know. You know, I know that it needs a lot of prayer, but I think the smart thing to do is for small groups to just pull out to themselves, become a society, whatever. You know, we've collectivized right now ourselves just around religion in the Latin Mass Society.
Sure. Absolutely.
We can collectivize around other things like beer. I like that collective. Commune, a beer commune. We can collectivize around that interest for a while, or around what you and I are doing also around a media interest, the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. We can collectivize around these things, start having these little societies, and just start giving the finger to the bigger society that's rigged, because it is rigged.
I like giving the finger to the big society. Hey, big society, take that!
Well, you know, what's funny is, this is what the liberals did. In other words, the reason the Gestapo is so powerful is they did do that for years. They just said, we're going to give the finger. We were going to go into small communities. We're going to take over small communities. And then they started saying, okay, now let's go to media outlets and start taking over media outlets, and then let's make it normalized in the media.
Yeah.
And then after we make it normalized in the media, we tell everybody they're wrong for thinking opposite, and now and then we're going to use people in political power to tell them, yeah, you can't think opposite. We're going to pass a law that says you can't think opposite. And they just kept on going. But they started off giving the finger to the larger society. That's how they started.
That's right.